Let's return to Milo's Internet Marketing on TalkZone.com.
Welcome and thanks for returning to Milo's Internet Marketing Radio Program on TalkZone.com. We covered a lot this first section. We talked about putting ads that relate to your website on the Internet. We talked about putting extra websites that relate to your website on the Internet. We're going to continue that, but want to remind you to go to milosinternetmarketing.com, and there's quite a few things there for you, especially under the free stuff. There's two great books this month. One is Traffic Success Formula. We all need traffic to our websites. You're not going to make money if you don't have traffic and ways to get traffic. You could buy traffic. That could be very expensive. And there's a few other tricky ways to do that, to kind of get people to find your website so they'll go to it. Then it also talks about how you capture their email. That's the most important. You could have 1,000 visitors, but if you don't get their email address, it's not going to do you any good. So that also helps you not only get traffic, but once you have the traffic, what to do with it and how to get their email address so you can then begin to sell them products and send them information and give them a lot of information that they would like to have. But getting back to, it's all about action and it's all about words. When the visitor takes action, the web publisher gets a commission. As we said, Google gets part of it. The great thing about AdSense is that Google does all the work for you. Well, almost. As a web publisher, it's so easy to simply put in code on your web pages and let Google serve the best ads and collect the advertiser's money and pay you a percentage. If you've ever done your own ad sales, you know that people bounce checks and all kinds of things can happen. So the fact that Google AdSense takes care of everything is a huge time saver, and it results in making you more money because you're spending less time on these kinds of things. Let's again take a look at the core principle and break down a bit to analyze it. The right words equal money, and the links bring you traffic. I will remind you that all it really boils down to is spending the time doing two important things, building pages and getting links. And when you build pages, build simple pages. No need to build real fancy pages. Your main website can be kind of fancy and a little bit more glitzy. But your separate pages that link to your website can be just kind of average pages because you've got somebody under their helm because they're looking at your website and just have a big button there that links you to your website or those ads, Google ads on the side or the right-hand side. If you can master the two things of building pages and getting links, in other words, if you build a page, you got a link because it's a link back to your website. And if you do them efficiently, the only limit on how much money you can make is how many pages that you publish. Every additional page is one more chance to get some AdSense clicks. But unless people can find your pages, you can't make a penny. So links are also a big part of this equation. Good links help you get lots of free search traffic. So to become a successful web publisher, you'll need to find out how you're going to build lots of web pages with the right words and get links to those pages. Building a site that gets banned by Google is a waste of time. That means you really need to build websites that have long-term futures with little or no risk of getting banned. Care must be taken not to scrape or borrow any content from any other place because that's going to cause Google to cancel you out. And once Google cancels you out, it's very difficult to ever get back in their search engine optimization. They don't kick you off the website. They will just not list you on their web pages anymore. And if they're not listing you on your web, on their search engine, you've got a problem. So why spend your valuable time rebuilding when you can make long-term money with an ever-growing inventory of web sites and web pages that make you money for the long time? So be careful. Don't add things that shouldn't be there. Don't steal from other websites. Don't copy things word for word because it's going to hurt you. Do not waste your time. I'll simply say that using real valuable content, such as high-quality articles, is one of the best ways to build a website that has value to visitors and therefore has long-term future with search engines like Google and Yahoo and MSN. And now Bing has come a long way. Build pages that contain the right keywords. If you plan on getting yourself a big share of the wonderful free Google search engine traffic, then the number one priority will be to do things that Google likes. We've talked about quite a few of things, so far. The good news is that if you do things Google likes, you'll generally get a good ranking not only in Google, but in Yahoo and MSN. One of the things that Google likes is web pages that have the right words in the right proportion to the overall content. Plus, they like pages that have gained a reputation for those words via text links from external websites. In other words, the type of links is also important. You can have a graphic link. You can have a button link. You can have a text link. On your website that you have supporting your main website or any website, be sure to put text links. You can have the graphic. You can have the button. But you also need to have text links. They're ranked higher in Google than a button or a graphic. And the reason for that is because you took the time to type something down, be a little more efficient on things. So when setting up a web page, be sure to use text links. Use others, but use text links that are important. One key phrase at position number 5 may bring you 15 visitors a day, while another keyword phrase at position 5 may bring 5,000 visitors a day. Why? Because words are not created equally. You need good quality words. Now, where do you get good quality content? Well, if you're a writer, you can do it. If you know somebody that writes or enjoys writing, you could hire them to write small articles for you. Again, an article needs to be 250 to 500 words. No less, no more. The middle range that most of the Google and other engines like are about 350 words, and not the same on two pages. You can adjust it. You can change paragraphs. You can change words. That's okay. But don't put the exact same paragraph on two different websites. Google lines it up, finds that, boom, you're gone. They will not rank those, so you hurt yourself. Targeting the right words will help you get lots of free search engine traffic. It's going to rank you higher on the search engines, whether it's Google, MSN, or Yahoo. But wait, it's not simply a matter of selecting the words that get you the most traffic. If that were the case, we'd all be optimizing our web pages for the ultra-popular search queries. Google is very big, so you'd always use the words that create the most search engines. In the old days, 3 or 4 years ago, those are the old days in internet marketing, it was relatively easy for search engine optimization experts to go after almost any word or phrase and get top rankings. But that's not the way it is anymore. There is simply so much money at stake and so much qualified and quality competition that it is almost impossible for a beginner to get a top ranking for a single keyword or phrase that gets a lot of traffic, because there's so much competition out there. The keywords are important. One keyword usually won't do it for you unless you have hundreds of thousands of dollars to spend on advertising. Can it be done? Yes, but only with tremendous effort and usually a huge investment of money. Plus, getting a top ranking for a competitive word or phrase can take a long time. It takes long times to build. Now, a long discussion about how to do keywords research, and that does have a time and place. But what I'd like to convey to you is that with a little bit of analysis, you can save yourself time and money by aggressively going after keyword phrases that many of the qualified SEOs are simply not going after. Are these the scraps? No, they're not the scraps. They're just a little hidden gems, what people call low-hanging fruit. I like to go after keywords that are so easy to rank that it's like shooting fish in a barrel. Traffic. The more traffic you get, the more money you make. So you need traffic. And how do you get ranked? How do you find keywords? Well, you find a keyword that you want. You're going to sell weightlifting machines. So weightlifting is a keyword that's not there. You want to add certain words to that. Weightlifting machines, weightlifting power, weightlifting exercises. And then go to Google and search that and see how many come up under that title. And if you get one that's 50,000 or less, you've really got a keyword that will rank pretty well. And that's kind of a simple way. We're going to talk more on keywords next week. But really, you want to look at a basic keyword that you want, weightlifting, but then add a word or two before, a word or two after. So you get a keyword that around 50,000 people search for on the Internet, but not as many as would if it was just weightlifting. People type in weightlifting, there's probably 7, 8 million, but you're never going to rank with 7, 8 million. You can rank with 50,000 if you're smart, and we're going to talk about that over the next couple of weeks. Again, traffic, the more traffic you get, the more money you make. That's common sense. Look at a store. The more people walk into your store, a brick-and-mortar store, the more products you're going to sell, the more profits you're going to make. So, again, it's very important to get traffic. Now, that statement has many implications and variations attached to it, because if you go after a highly competitive single word, say acne, for example, you'll be up against many qualified search engine operations who are doing everything in their power to rank in the top 10, and you're not going to be able to compete with it. Not so great in my option. It would take much more time and effort, maybe even money to do it, but if you instead went after less competitive acne treatment or acne medication or acne skin care products, all different things that limit the searches, but there's still a strong search for it. You not only have less competition, but guess what? In those terms, you can still get traffic, and you can still be ranked high in a search engine. If you, again, you have five pages that link towards that area, and then go back to your website, you've increased your backlinks, and what does Google say? Oh, that's great. He has skincare products. He's got backlinks. He's got four or five different backlinks, maybe nine or ten if you're really industrious. He's got Google AdSense on ads on those pages. Man, I like this guy. I'm going to put him a little bit higher in my search ranking. You've done the things that are important to get ranked high in the search engine. And what it's all about is getting people to your websites and to your items. Sure, if you're in the top 10 for acne, you probably get 100 times more traffic, but top 10 for one of these phrases will still bring you lots of traffic with high click money. Plus, if somebody's going to type in acne, they're just somewhat wondering about it. They're not going to be as into it. So you might get a lot of clicks, but they're going to be just general clicks. But once you get down to acne skin care products, the person themselves now has refined their own search. What they want to do, they have acne, or a friend has acne, and they want to find some products that will help them. So they've already limited their search. And they're really zeroing in, I want to buy some skincare products. And now you're going to have four or five websites that talk about skincare products that are going to link to your main website that has skincare products on it. And you see where that kind of just opens up a lot of stuff for you to look at, people to see, and Google to find backlinks to. So it's, again, refining your keywords. No more having to analyze pages for yourself and put up banners and text. They don't do a lot for you. But analyzing what you do and how many clicks you're getting, you can, Google will do that for you. You can find out what's working. Now that said, it's always smart to use eye-catching banners and ads from affiliate programs in addition to AdSense, because remember, graphics is important. Graphics get people to view your website. But too many graphics is too confusing to the eye. In the newspapers, some of the most expensive ad placements are the upper left-hand corner and the lower right-hand corner. Why? Because those are where the people turn the pages. Those are where people look at when they open a page, because their hand is at one side and hand at the other. So placement is important. You don't want a page full of ads on your sites, but one good banner somewhere that will look up maybe on the right or the lower left somewhere where it will stand out. It just opens the doors for additional stream of income. And that's what it's all about to a web publisher. Don't just spend too much time on it, as making pages and getting links is what it's really all about. So, make a page in 20 minutes, put it up. Make another page, put it up. You can go to blogs, WordPress. You can get a lot of, topic of, this costs money. Well, yes and no. You don't have to buy these web pages. You can put them on blogs. You can make a blog. Squidoo, Squidoo, is a great place, free, where you can put these kind of blog pages that will relate to your website and link to it. Gives you backlinks. And you're not paying a penny for that hosting. You're not paying a penny for that site. It's because it's under a blog. It's a free blog. And there's a number of free blog areas out there. All you need to do is find somebody who will give you a free blog posting. Make that blog posting a nice page of information about acne. And then talk about some skincare products for acne. And then that's the link back to your main page. And on the side, you have some ads from Google AdSense. You have a banner at the top. So all these things begin to fit together, and it begins to help you make links and helps you make money. So let's get back to the web publishing business and discuss how that works in regards to the statement, the right words equal money and links bring you traffic. Get good quality words, good statements. Hire somebody. Go to Elance. If you're not good at writing something, go to Elance.com. There's all kinds of freelancers that will do it very inexpensively to write ads for something. Write an article for something. Give them a topic, acne skincare products, and ask them to write a 300-page article about it. And then you can get it. If you like it, fine. If you don't like it, you can rewrite it a bit. But they've given you a good foundation, a good 350 words, and it might cost you $10, $15, $20. But that's a small investment to get good quality writing. Then if you find one that you like, ask the person to write 5 different articles. Very similar, but write 5 different ones. And they'll do that at a cheaper rate, because if they've never written about acne skincare products, they have to look that up. But once they look it up, a good writer can feed that in 5 different areas very rapidly. And so for maybe $50, which then comes down to $10 an article, you've got 5 articles. You now have 5 web pages that all have links back to your website, all the pages that have ads on there to help you make money. So you see, despite everything we've answered today and all the variables, it always comes back to those two important things. Build pages, get links. Words equals money. Start now, get moving, get motivated, put a website up, enjoy the website, and then build all these other pages to support it. And next week we'll talk more about keywords, how to refine your keywords, and keywords is shifting now. The idea for keywords is not quite where it was a couple years ago. It's changing like internet changes. The next big wave that's coming along is advertising mobility on the mobile phones and different things. So there's just there's more advertising on social networks in an undercover way. So we'll cover those in the next couple of weeks. We'll take a break. You're listening to Milo's Internet Marketing Radio Program on TalkZone.com.